This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. Tell us this crazy idea, and we will either tell you to go for it or we'll talk you out of it. What's happening?
So I'm thinking about towing a handicapped kid's van from out in front of my house. I know it sounds terrible, but you've got to hear me out.
Oh yeah, let's hear you out because I'm very confused right now.
Why?
So I live across the street from a school.
Okay.
And every morning at drop-off and every afternoon at pickup, this woman parks her van in front of my driveway and just walks into the school. I can't get out. I couldn't get in if I was trying to get back to my house. In the beginning, it just happened a couple times, and now it's every single day, twice a day, and I cannot get to work on time. I missed huge deals at my job. I'm a realtor. I have closings. It's getting to the point where I don't know what to do.
Well, have you talked to her? Like, why are we automatically going to the towing option?
I have talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to be reasonable. I went outside when she pulled up in the morning and I said, ma'am, I have to get out. I'm going to work. And she just kind of slept me off and walked away. I confronted her again. She gave me some attitude. So I started giving a little attitude back and she did not care.
What does she say? What is she, when you, like, what's being said in these conversations?
Well, it's kind of like, my problem's bigger than yours. I have a son that I have to pick up from school. There's no parking, and you just have to wait.
All right. Why are you towing it? Like, where are we at with that?
So after I've lost thousands of dollars from not making appointments, I have a buddy. He has a tow truck, and I called him up. So he's not too enthused about it, but he's willing to work with me a little bit.
And you told her, you were like, listen, I'm missing work appointments. Like, this is an issue.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So today, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to go for it. The tow truck's going to be there. I know when she pulls up. I know how long she's going to be gone. And that van is going to be out of there in less than 10 minutes.
Well, how long is she typically gone for when she parks there?
It's like almost 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then she's got to load them into the van after that.
I'm sure it's a process. So you just want to tow their van and be done with it. God, well, do we tell him to go for this or talk him out of it? 410-583-1065. Let me make sure we got the story straight. Anonymous is saying that I live near a school. There's a woman that parks in front of my driveway, and she is blocking me basically from getting in and out. I've tried talking to her. She was not pleased. Like, she kind of gave me attitude, basically saying, like, I'm trying to load my son up, have more compassion over here. Is that pretty much the vibe of the conversation?
Yeah.
So Anonymous said, if that car is there today, I'm towing it. Do we tell him to go for that and talk him out of it?
I don't know if I can tell you to tow her car. And before I say this, I want to tell you, I don't think what you're experiencing is fair. And if you're saying that you've tried to speak to her multiple times, and I am empathetic to her situation, I'm sure it's very difficult, obviously. But I also don't think that means that you can do whatever you want and make you feel like it doesn't matter if you can and cannot get out of your driveway. Like, that's not something that you should have to go through. But, like, could we try cones, maybe?
So I've already tried, and I've put cones, I've put chairs. I mean, I've blockaded my driveway.
Yeah.
And she just gets out, runs over, and moves everything, and then parks again.
Yeah, man. Let me ask a question, and this is an honest ask question. Would I go to hell, you think, if I told him to tow that van? That's mentally where I'm at right now, because I feel for that. I can't imagine, like, if you're trying to get your handicap van a certain spot, you can't get it in anywhere. I'm surprised there's not better access, but, like, the rules are rules for a reason. You can't park in front of a driveway, and that's just the rules. And so, yeah, anyone else, if you call the city, if you, like, they're probably going to tow her too, or at least ticket her at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I called the police.
Yeah.
They could care less.
I say, why not? Anonymous has a handicapped van that's blocking his house on the daily for a kid across the street at a school.
Causing him to miss work.
He wants to tow it if they're there today. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it? Hey, Jen in Millersville, good morning.
Good morning.
Should he tow this car?
He shouldn't yet. He should go to the school and ask why they're not providing parking for a special needs, you know, vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And what they can do to accommodate this parent better so that they're not affecting the neighborhood. Look at cones at the bottom of the driveway or barrels that say no parking.
Right.
He definitely can make a few more steps before having to call the tow truck, and he probably should notify her as well.
Yeah, so, but you're saying for today, because this is something he literally wants to do today, you're saying don't do it.
No.
And why? Not. Why no? Because it doesn't feel right. I mean, I guess that's where I'm at, I guess. There's something about this that's icky.
I guess the fact that he's in front of a school is there's an organization, there's a school, there's a school board. He
right.
can go to those people who can stand up and do the right thing on their property so it doesn't affect his property.
Yes. And I think that that's where we're mostly struggling, right? I mean, it's the handicapped kid part. If this was literally anybody else's car, able-bodied human, not child, I don't know. Like, but then there's that part where, like, God, this is my driveway, you know?
Yeah.
Megan and Canton, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You know, he is considering towing a, for lack of better terms, handicapped child's van because it's parked in front of his driveway very often. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it?
I think he should go for it.
And
really?
Why?
Well, okay, so here's my thing. I get, like, that she's struggling, but at the end of the day, I don't think it matters if her kid is handicapped. Like, we don't all care about that. You're blocking this guy's driveway, and, like, he's trying to get to work.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, it's not everyone's responsibility to take care of you.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong,
well,
right?
Well, like, I don't want to.
If this kid was not in a wheelchair, I feel like I'd absolutely be like, tow the damn car. But don't we have to like a little bit more empathy because of like the wheelchair situation, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I
but
would
like,
hope so.
She's affecting his livelihood. You know what I mean? Like, he was super late.
Yeah.
Because she was blocking him in.
Yes.
So like at that point, it's a problem.
So you would do it. You would tow a handicapped kid's van in front of your house in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think a towed car is the least that he could do. Like, she has to learn that other people have lives too.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Michelle in Baltimore, hi, good morning.
Morning.
Do we tell him to go for it or talk him out of it when it comes to towing this car?
I honestly would say to tow it. I mean, I do feel so sad saying that. I get it. People park in front of my driveway constantly.
Yeah.
It's not the same person, so, like, I can't be in this exact situation. And it's annoying. You've got places to go. You've got things to do. You pay for your home. Yeah. You pay for your driveway. You're paying for these amenities of your life. It's not someone else's.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if he wants to be a little bit nice, he can give, like, a one-day notice. Like, tomorrow, I am literally going to tow your car.
Yeah.
But, like, so he doesn't owe her anything.
And, I mean, in defense of Anonymous, like, at least the information that he has shared with us, he has had conversations with her.
Yeah.
So, he has honestly put in a good effort. And for the person that said to contact the school, that's not his job. That's her job.
Whoa, valid. Okay. For him, his job is just to be able to use his driveway.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you on that.
He doesn't work for the school. That's not his job.
Thank you for calling us.
Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1065. Hey, Taylor in Baltimore. Good morning. Well, what do you think about this?
So I'll be the purple between those two, because originally I didn't know that the person was handicapped.
Yeah.
I think he should find some resources, put them on a paper, or go out and talk to her and say, I'm gonna tow you if you do this tomorrow. But she sounds like he's being a little bit of a Karen, and it sounds like he needs to put his foot down. So I'm saying tow tomorrow.
Tow tomorrow. Give her a warning shot today. Okay, but let me ask you that question. I mean, because you said she's being a Karen. I mean, if I had, I'm not a father, but I would assume if I was a father with a child with special needs, I would kind of expect people maybe to make some like, you know, some maybe take my kid out of it. Let's say I was in a wheelchair. I would hope that people would be able to, like, see that I was struggling and, like, help, you know?
I agree with you completely, but my mom's a Karen and I have a special needs sister.
Yeah.
And I think him providing that and saying, like, I'll help you out, but you can't block, like, have a civil conversation. It's about communication at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow, not today.
Tomorrow, not today.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. I mean, Anonymous, it's, I mean, a lot of people are saying tow the car. They're saying tow the car. It doesn't matter the kid's in the wheelchair, you know, tow the car. Morally, though, everyone's kind of having that same struggle that you are, though, you know, where it's just kind of like hard to make the decision.
I mean, it is tough.
Yeah.
I'm just fed up. I really am just fed up. And, you know, I understand where she's coming from, but I have my own life to live, too. And I just feel like I'm being made out to be the bad guy here. And I'm not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you planning on doing this later today?
Yes, at pickup.
Okay.
Okay.
Just think about it. Maybe even her saying the tow truck might freak her out, to be honest.
That's true. Maybe she wouldn't be there. Maybe message came loud and clear when you talked to her. Maybe she's not there. I mean, I think there's a lot of questions that are left unanswered until we figure it out. I don't know if you've heard us do this segment before, but we always invite people to come back on the show with us to tell us what happened with their situation with a Talk Me Out of It update. We don't do those, though, until Monday at 8:25. Are you free and, I guess, willing to come on to tell us what happened?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, 8:25 Monday then?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.